Ever get that sinking feeling when you look behind your desk at the absolute bird's nest of cables?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a monster's hiding back there. Now, magnify that by like 100 and stuff it in a server rack. That's the kind of chaos we're talking about today. But for servers, overheating, headaches, downtime, the works.
The worst.
And the solution. It might be simpler than you think. Cat 6 Slim Patch Cables. To help us untangle this whole thing, we have our expert here. So before we dive in Cat 6 cables, they're kind of the backbone of wired internet, right? Data centers, offices, all that, made for speed, reliability, you know, for those lightning fast downloads and video calls that actually work.
Exactly. And what's really cool is that even just making these cables slimmer, well, it does wonders for airflow in those packed server
But this
racks.
is huge because servers, they
Yeah.
run hot, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They generate a ton of heat. It's like if you're breathing through a straw versus, just breathing, slim cables, they open things up.
Makes sense. And I was reading that these slim cables are almost half the size of the regular ones. Half.
It's a huge difference, yeah. And we're not just talking about air either. Installation's easier, cable management smoother, troubleshooting.
Oh, tell me about it. Ever had to trace a single cable in that mess?
It's a nightmare. Slim cables, they take away the pain.
And time is money, right? Especially for businesses. I bet they save a bunch just on downtime alone.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, you can fit more in, so you might not need to buy as much expensive hardware. Financial win right there.
Now, I've also heard them called flat cables. Same thing.
Pretty much. They're still round, technically, but way lower profile. Perfect when space is tight.
So, better airflow, less clutter, and potentially saving some cash. Sounds like a no-brainer for anyone dealing with, well, a lot of cables. Makes you wonder why everyone isn't using them, huh? Something to think about next time you're facing that cable monster under your desk.